Hello.
Good morning, Joni.
Good morning.
Good morning on this soggy, soggy day.
Ah, well, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
So I'm joined in the studio this morning with Melissa Aronson.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Tracy Wyrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you're here to talk about what?
Well, Tracy is the new education coordinator at the library, and she's going to be talking today about foraging walks that the library is going to be doing, and then also the harvest and foraging dinner that's coming up a week from today.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Foraging dinner. Is that the same as what they've been having called the mushroom dinner?
Nope, this is going to be a separate event.
Okay, fun.
Yeah. So Tracy, tell us about these foraging walks that you're going to be doing.
Okay, so they're going to take place every Friday, and we're going to meet at the library at 10. They'll run from 10 to 12, so we'll always end at noon at the library. Mm-hmm. And anyone and everyone is welcome to join. And the focus will be on harvesting wild edibles. So this time of year, it will be high bush cranberries, rose hips, mushrooms, and we'll focus on one thing, head out to an area that's near town or in town, and spend a couple hours harvesting, and hopefully have different local experts who can lead the hikes when they're available. And then I'll have information to hand out about processing or preserving some of the things that we harvest.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So what age groups?
So it'll be open to adults through children. Babies are welcome. Anyone, because the hikes won't be challenging. It'll be more of the focus will be on harvesting just the wild edibles that we find. And so last week we went up to 26 Mile, which is the farthest we'll ever go, but we were harvesting high bush cranberries, and there's a rather large patch up in that area. And there was a handful of folks that showed up, even though it was pouring rain, because we'll go no matter what the weather. And we harvested high bush cranberries, and we got quite a few. And then we went back to the library and processed them at the library, so we juiced them. And
how did you juice them?
We boiled them in just a little bit of water, and then strained them through cheesecloth. So it was kind of like a thick juice. And then everyone got to take a little bit home. So we won't always do processing after the foraging hikes, but when it makes sense, we will. And then I'll advertise that that will be part of the hike.
Okay. And so should people bring buckets or?
Yeah, that's a good idea, to bring either a bucket or some sort of foraging bag. And, you know, and then water and snacks is always a good idea, because we'll be out there for a few hours. Good layers, good boots. You know, always pack a little rain gear. Because, yeah, even if it's raining, we're still going to head out, because it's just for a couple hours. And, yeah, so this coming week, this Friday, tomorrow, we'll be heading out to pick rose hips.
Oh, I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, and then there won't be any processing at the library, but we will be, I'll be passing out some information about different things that you can do with rose hips. I personally usually dehydrate them and use them for tea in the winter.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you cut them up first?
You know, I don't. I've heard that some folks do that, but I just dehydrate them. And then when I use them for tea, I boil them for at least a minute.
To get the juice out.
To get the
flavor.
Juice out. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
That's and so good for you.
Oh, high vitamin C. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. And do you have a dehydrator that you use?
I don't have a dehydrator, so I just stick them in the oven.
Okay, on a really low heat?
On really low, and I slowly bake them for a couple hours.
So what's really low?
Like 200.
Okay.
And then I'll keep the oven on for maybe an hour or two, and then I'll just shut it off, but keep the door closed and keep them in there, and that usually does the trick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds great.
Oh, I bet your house smells wonderful.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of tea sounds great. And is there a charge for going on this?
Yeah, so there's no charge. And they'll go on all year long, or that's our plan. We'll see as the weather changes. as winter comes, I think we're still going to head out. It'll become more of a maybe forest ecology nature hikes or walks. They won't ever be challenging. Yeah, and then we can snowshoe or ski or stomp along in the snow and still explore areas. But I think keeping it regular will mean that people can just always have that, you know, in the back of their mind and know that these hikes are going on and they can join us throughout the seasons.
And what day is it?
It's Friday. Friday from 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Yeah. Okay. So meet at the library at 10 o'clock on Fridays. And that just sounds like a lot of fun. You'll get a good social group going, and yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm really hopeful that people can come, and that especially if you're out there listening now and you're an expert on some sort of wild mushroom or something that we can harvest, I hope that you can come along and join us and lead some of the groups, or you can always contact me at the library. We can set that up too.
Okay, and you could use somebody maybe that knows a bit about edible seaweed?
Yes, that would be great. And we already did our mushroom harvest and our mushroom potluck. But the mushrooms are so late this year that they're just now starting to come up. So I'm hoping we can still go out there and harvest mushrooms and incorporate that as well.
Okay, so you have somebody along that knows what the good mushrooms are.
Exactly.
Versus the,
yes, and for that we would definitely bring an expert along.
Yeah.
To help identify which mushrooms to harvest.
Yeah, because some are great and some will kill you.
Yep, you have to be careful.
That's one of the reasons
mushrooms.
I don't harvest mushrooms.
I don't know enough. I don't trust myself either on that kind of thing. So that sounds great. And for people to get in touch with you for information, they could call the library.
Yep, 766-6422.
6422 is your direct line.
That's my direct line.
Okay,
yes.
2545 is the library number, and then your email is
it's education at Haines Library, I believe. I'm still new in this position.
Okay,
so.
Okay. So you can call and
you
get
can
the
try
email.
That, but
okay. And then you have something coming up a week from today.
I do. So the other thing that I want to talk about is the community harvest potluck, and that's coming up on October 3rd. That's a Thursday, and that's from 5 to 7.
That's a week from today.
A week from today. And again, this is everyone is welcome to join for this event. I'm encouraging community members to bring a dish to share, especially if you did have a garden or you've have anything that you've harvested, wild harvested foods, you can bring a dish. But if you don't have either of those things, you're still encouraged to come, and you can just bring, you know, something from the grocery store and learn from people who do have gardens or have been out harvesting. So it's open to everyone again, family-friendly event.
And that's Thursday from what time?
From 5 to 7.
And it'll be at the library?
And it will be at the library. It'll be in the community reading room.
Okay. All right. And then people who have recipes?
Yeah. So we're also going to do a recipe exchange. And so I encourage people who preserve or can to bring a favorite recipe and then just bring one, and we'll lay those out on a table, and then we'll have sign-up sheets where you can put down your email if you would like to get a copy of that recipe. And then at the end, we'll email those out so that everyone can share some of their favorite recipes or how they preserve different things from the garden or different things that they harvest when they're out hiking.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, I'm just listening to your high bush cranberry one. I've got high bush cranberries in my garden, so I might, not today, but one of these days soon, get out there and do that.
There's something that you can wait on a while, the cranberries.
Yeah, I think they probably, do better cranberries when they've had a frost? Or?
That's what I've heard, yeah. So last week we may have been harvesting them a little too early.
Yeah.
They're easier to spot when all the leaves are gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
So those are beautiful. Okay, so there'll be a recipe exchange going on. And should people bring their own plate and silverware? Or how is that going to work?
You know, I think that would be a great idea. Then we'd have less waste.
Yeah.
But if they don't, we'll also have some paper products and recyclable silverware available.
Okay.
And so speaking of that, or compostable silverware, I should say, because we will also have Haynes Composting's Jenny Reitz will be coming to the event, and she'll be offering her services, and she'll be answering questions about composting throughout the seasons. Mm-hmm. And then also Melissa is going to be there to give a presentation on winterizing your garden, and give more information about growing flowers and herbs through the winter, I'm really excited about.
Yeah,
learning more about that.
Time to begin to think about doing some of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not even finished thinking about what I've got going on.
I know. I know. I just got a bunch of flower bulbs in the mail yesterday. And so time to get those things.
And the garlic.
Going. And the garlic is on its way. Yeah. Time to do the garlic. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. That sounds like a lot of.
I think it's going to be a great opportunity for people to share their knowledge and to learn from each other. And like I said, you don't have to be a gardener to come. It's just a great chance to meet other gardeners and be inspired to start your own. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And welcome.
On the piece that I'm going to do on the winterizing your garden, bring your questions, bring your expertise. The more the audience talks, the less you have to listen to me. So that
there
would
you
be
go. So that's going to be your subject is going to be winterizing your gardens.
Right.
At this potluck next Thursday.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It'll be a chance to share food, share recipes, and learn some things about gardening as well. So there'll be lots going on and lots of time. It'll be a very casual event, so lots of opportunity for asking questions, sharing information, and just coming together as a community and enjoying this time of year and enjoying some delicious food.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of fun and a lot of work setting that up in the library community reading room.
Yeah.
You sure you're going to have enough room there? I envision a lot of people showing up.
I hope a lot of people show up.
Yeah, could be a really good turnout. So we're at that point in our year where we're putting our gardens to bed. Mm-hmm. And Joni, what are you doing in your garden right now?
Well, I still have those beautiful nasturtiums that I just can't. I'm just waiting for them to go away peacefully, so I don't have to disturb them. But
they're such beautiful fall colors.
They are beautiful, and then growing in the midst of them up a stake is my peas. Those scarlet runner beans.
Mm.
Scarlet runner beans
that are purple.
That are the beans themselves. I suppose inside they're purple. But outside, they're long, and they could be like 8 to 10 inches long. They're huge. They're huge. But the flowers on them, the beautiful scarlet-colored flowers, they mix so well. So, yeah, I digress here. But, yes, but I am trying to get things put away. I pulled my carrots and my garlic and my onions and carrots. I pulled all my carrots. I still have things in the greenhouse. But
yeah, if it's a mild winter, people have had luck keeping some carrots in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a good time to start harvesting kale. Now that it's cooled off and it's shadier, the kale is getting sweet again. A lot of times it was really tough through the summer a lot of places. But it's always a good idea to leave some kale in the garden, because if it's a mild winter, you can harvest kale all winter long, or you have some plants that get a good jump start on things come spring. So
I leave the kale in, but it's in the. I took what was outside and transplanted it into the greenhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, along with some lettuce that I had. So yeah, I'm still busy. I'm still
there's still things to do.
Happening in the garden.
Yeah. There always is. I'm always glad when that first hard frost hits and we can take a break.
Boy, it almost felt like it this morning. It was really chilly out.
I think it's getting close.
It's getting there.
Yeah, little snow on the mountains up above. Skagway, I see. So.
Oh, yeah?
Here it comes. Well, Tracy, it sounds like you've got some really interesting things going on at the library, and welcome to the new position.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on. So I hope to see everyone out there foraging or coming to the community potluck.
And when is that potluck again?
The potluck is October 3rd, Thursday, from 5 to 7, and foraging's every Friday from 10 to noon. Meet at the library.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Joni.
Thank you. There's our garden conversation today. Thank you, Melissa and Tracy.